Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 438 for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was firmer on Wednesday as ongoing worries about weather in Western Canada were supportive. Due to recent drought and frost, Canadian canola production is likely to be down from earlier estimates this year. While light rain is in the forecast for some of the drought-stricken regions of the prairies, heavier precipitation is still needed to fully relieve fields. Canola values were anywhere from $4 to $7 higher. July was up $6.10 at $497.10 per ton. November canola up $6.80 at $496.20. Strength in the Chicago soybean market and worries about wet weather causing some acres of U.S. soybeans to go unseeded this spring added to the bullish tone. Follow-through buying on Tuesday's rally was also supportive, though the recent gains may be seen as a good selling opportunity. Large global supplies and spillover pressure from the weakness in Chicago soy oil futures were also limiting the advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at U.S. markets, grain and oilseed values were mostly in the green on Wednesday. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from 4 to 12 cents higher, July up 9 cents, while November beans were up 10 cents at $9.37.5 per bushel. The advances were linked to worries about wet weather causing lower yields and reduced acreage for the upcoming U.S. soybean crop. Follow-through buying on Tuesday's rally and steady demand were also supportive, though global soybean supplies remain very large, which limited the gains. Corn values were stronger, underpinned by short covering on recent weakness. Values for corn were anywhere from 5 to 6 cents higher, July up 5.5 cents at $3.59.5 a bushel. Strength in U.S. soybeans was also supportive, as was steady demand for the U.S. commodity. However, a pickup in farmer selling at the recent highs helped to limit the advances. Wheat values in Chicago were slightly higher, seeing a short covering correction following a recent sharp drop. Prices were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents higher, July up 2¾ cents at $4.91.5 per bushel. Concerns about wet weather from Tropical Storm Bill slowing harvest and causing quality problems for the U.S. winter wheat crop added to the bullish tone. Though the large global supply situation for wheat and a lack of fresh export demand continue to overhang prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.